You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So engaging in an open and respectful conversations about manhood, spirituality and faith can lead to a deeper understanding of how these aspects intersect and influence one's identity as a man. It can also provide an opportunity to explore the diversity of perspectives within different faith communities. And as I have said, that we are joined on the line by Brother Mwai, who's going to be helping us to understand these issues. My brother, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am good. I hope your weekend was lovely.
The weekend was very lovely, and it's a long weekend here in Malawi.
Oh.
We are celebrating Mother's Day today, so we have a long weekend.
Wait, Mother's Day is a holiday? Can I relocate to Malawi?
please do.
I'm coming. I don't think in South Africa it's a holiday. I don't think so. It's just a day. Ha! Huh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm gonna squat there at your house.
Sure. So 15th of November is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So since it fell on a Sunday, mm-hmm. the holiday was prescribed today on Monday. So we are enjoying this long weekend.
Okay. No, that is lovely. Before
so
we...
on behalf mm-hmm. of everyone in Malawi, I think it's proper to say Happy Mother's Day to all
Yay!
The mothers.
Thank you.
Who are listening to us.
Thank you. I didn't know. Now I will know, and I will do so next year. I will wish every mommy out there a Happy Mother's Day. But before we start with this conversation, my brother, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, definitely. Very important. Let us bow our heads and pray. Mm-hmm. Father God in heaven, we humbly come before your throne with thanksgiving in our hearts for the time that you've given us, and in a very special way for giving us hearts that are always looking up to you. Faith is a gift that you give us, and thank you for giving us that desire to look up to you, Father, for guidance, for comfort, for direction, and even for all the things that we need in this life. We pray in a very special way that you be with us as we are going through this discussion. May you touch our hearts, and may you speak to us in a manner that we're going to understand, so that after said and done, glory and honor should be unto you, and that through this we can find comfort and draw closer to you than we've ever been before. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. We're speaking all things spirituality and faith when it comes to men, right? So what role does faith play in shaping manhood? You know, we have boys and then now they start, legally we baptize them from 12, then they from the age of 12, and then they start building this faith, you know. How does that shape their manhood?
That's a very important question, my sister. The thought that I would want everyone to have as we are trying to look into that question is, you know, Jesus died on the cross for everyone. Mm. But why is it that some people will be lost? Mm. Why is it that some people will not make it to heaven? You know, the difference is this aspect of believing. If you go in the book of John, the Bible says those who believed in Jesus Christ, they were given the right to be called sons of God.
Mm.
So you see, faith has a role in shaping who we are going to become. Mm. Some believe in their money. Some might believe in their stamina. Some might believe in maybe in many papers or the education that they've acquired. Some might believe in the position or the status that they've gotten in the society. But you see, our faith in God as men makes a very huge difference
mm-hmm.
in terms of shaping our perspective, shaping our ideas, shaping our approach to issues of life, and even shaping our approach to how we deal with problems.
Mm.
That's why you notice some men, when faced with problems, they can become abusive.
Mm.
Some might become suicidal. some might withdraw from the society completely and hide in what we call their own man cave up until that situation is gone. Some might give you silent treatment. Some might choose to go into substance abuse. So you see, the faith that we have in God is what determines whether we are called sons or we are called daughters of God. And that is a very important place to start from, because it now forms the basis or the foundation of everything that life, how we respond to everything that life throws at us.
So are there specific teachings that relate to being a man and that also tie in with one's faith? So, for example, I come from a village where they believe in circumcision, but it's not done at the hospital. You know, is that one that you go to the mountains? I don't know what they do there. But I grew up knowing that it's associated with some sort of black magic and whatnot because of the things that are there, you know. So I'm like, but I wonder what teachings they got there. So do we have specific teachings that relate to being a man and that are in line with one's faith, but since we are in the Christian faith, that align with our Christian faith?
You see, let's take our example from Jesus himself, because as men, we do have a chance of drawing a lot of inspiration from Jesus. And what I want to pick is Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, where the Bible says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." You see, that's the crux of the matter. When we think of our traditions, there are some traditions. For instance, I'll give you an example. Among the Maasai's, you will not be called a man up until you kill a lion. Like you pointed out, from the tradition that from the culture that you come from, you cannot be called a man up until you're circumcised. There are all these cultural values that have been put. And where I come from, if you cry, you're not a man. A man is not supposed to cry. A man is supposed to find a way of putting himself together, whereby despite of all the hardships that are going on, he puts on a brave face and a smile and never show the world that he's going through stuff. You know, those are different norms and traditions that have shaped the worldview of who a man is. But Galatians give us a very interesting example to say that for we are all sons of God. And how do we become sons of God? We become sons of God through our faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And when we have put our faith in Jesus Christ, This is a plea that I would make to every man who is listening to me. Let's find our definition of manhood from Christ. And that will take us a lifetime, because there are so many things that we can learn from Christ. And the Bible continues to say, "For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So you can actually see that we have a lot to learn from Christ, who has a very proper, true, and undiluted definition of who a man is. And when we universally come under the foot of the cross and learn from our Savior, we begin now to see things that our common worldview has never looked at them before. You begin to see that it's okay, because Jesus, as a man, he wept. We have that in the Bible.
True.
Jesus, as a man, he had compassion. Jesus, as a man, he looked after the needs of those who were near him. And by the way, Jesus, as a man, he was very tough. He drove out people who were doing business in his father's house. Jesus, as a man, he worked hard. He was a skilled carpenter. Jesus as a man, he looked after his parents. And Jesus as a man, there are so many things that we can learn. And this morning, it's my plea that if we look unto Christ as men, if we look unto him for guidance, for our definition, our true definition of who a man is, we are going to find a lot of answers which are going to help us in this world, in this time when we're living, when a lot of things have been skewed, and we are looking at a world with lens that are a bit darker, there are a lot of counterfeits that have come through which affect the way we relate even with ourselves or with each other.
You know, you mentioned something about, you know, that when we learn from Jesus, he wept, he was compassionate and so forth and so on. So how do these, some of these values and virtues, differ from our societal notions of manhood? Because we know men don't cry. That's how we're taught. Mm. That's how the men are taught. Mm. That's how we know it. But here we are seeing Jesus. He cried, you know. So how do some of these things, you know, they differ to what we are used to in the society?
I'll give you a very good example. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says that those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Mm. And verse 15 continues to say, the Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought you about your adoption to sonship.
Mm.
And by him we cry, Abba, Father.
Mm.
So I normally say that it is very risky for a man to think or to approach this whole topic of manhood without God and without asking the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Because like you're saying, there are so many values. For instance, the culture that I come from, they say that there are four pillars that define manhood. Number one is, as a man, you need to choose your favorite beer. And as a man, you need to know how to fight. As a man, it's okay to have several women, because if you have one woman, you know, she will just drive you crazy. But if you have several of them, they will be competing amongst themselves. Then as a man, you'll actually discover your stamp of authority. And you look at all these things. But Romans is telling us that the Spirit we have received does not make us slaves. You will understand how the worldview or the traditions of the societies that we are living in have turned us men into slaves, into believing things that we're not supposed to be believing in. But this Spirit that God is giving us, and the Bible says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit we have received does not make us slaves, but rather we are free so that we do not live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit we have received has brought us to be adopted, to be called sons of God. You know, my sister, most of these things we're dealing with here are as a result of sin. This was not God's original plan. God's original plan, we find it in Genesis. Everything was supposed to, was perfect, was everything was good. But here we are being given a chance that we can actually be adopted back into the sonship of God.
Yeah.
And we can actually cry to God and call God Abba, our Father.
Mm.
So while we're still living in this broken world, the challenges, the issues that the world has thrown at us, we've been given, for lack of a better word, I would say we'd be given an escape route to go through, whereby from there we can now find our true definition of who we are as men, other than what the world has actually given us.
Yeah, ne? So do we have any specific dilemmas or challenges that relate to manhood that our faith addresses? And I think this one, Brother Moy, is going to be quite interesting because, in fact, after you, in the next few minutes or so, I'm speaking about faith, you know, with the pastor. And I'm always saying, faith is something that we cannot touch as much as a substance. But so how would faith, you know, address some of these challenges that men face? But I would like to hear from you, you know, are there anything that our faith decides to fix the challenges that we face?
Good. Let's maybe start from defining what are the challenges that a modern man is facing today.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, you know, the position of a man today is under threat, very serious threat, because someone, I actually read this other article whereby he says that looking at the rate that we are going at, the IQ of men is actually going down and down and down to the point that if things don't change, by 2060, the last man to ever be intelligent enough to graduate to have a university degree will do that in 2060. Beyond that, men will be so dumb that they will not even be in a position to attend a university degree. So you see, the position that God has given the man-child as the priest of the home, as the head of the home, as the guide, as the head of the home, is going through a very serious threat. Some of these things, someone actually told me that while we are empowering the girl child, we are neglecting the boy child. That we are developing a society which we will have women who are so self-sufficient. And while that is important, instead of now the girl child to work in partnership with the boy child, we are creating an environment where these two are going to be competing against each other. And when this competition is brought into the home, you will find out that we are actually beginning to create a very good recipe for dysfunctional families. And when families are broken, we know for a fact that the church is broken. We know for a fact that the society is broken. And the ripple effect of that is very huge. You and I don't even want to begin to imagine what that would do. So one of the things I've noticed going through several cultures nowadays, men are dealing with very serious esteem issues. Men are dealing with issues of just trying to find their true definition of who they are.
Now, they don't know themselves.
Exactly. So when you think of when you think of esteem issues, when you think of issues to deal with purpose, when you think of issues to deal with another very good example, men are dealing with depression. You read through the papers and you check your statistics. You find out that when it comes to suicide, a lot of men are killing themselves.
True. That's
when,
true.
When you look at society dynamics, you find that women do manage to create their own networks, their support systems, where they are there for one another. This is something that men have failed to do. So you put all these things together, you find out that our faith, or rather our belief in God, is a remedy. It's a remedy in such a way that when every man comes to understand that he's fearfully and wonderfully made, he will start looking at himself differently.
Yeah.
When every man looks at himself and discovers that God has made him to be the head of the home, he will take some of the responsibilities that are given to him as a man seriously than he has ever been before. When every man starts looking at himself as a child of God, he will know that what he has within him is more than what anything, whatever the world can provide. Just come to think of the privilege of being called a child of God.
Eish.
It's a notion that the world is making us quickly forget, and it's very important that we constantly remind ourselves about these things. When you think of a man, let's think of a family set up where the Bible says that you, as a man, you are the head of the home.
Mm.
You know, as a head, you begin to realize that you've been, there's a lot of responsibility that has been placed on you.
Mm.
When you think of what the Bible talks of the man as the priest of the home, these are huge, huge responsibilities that when we read through our faith, when you go through the Bible, they begin to now position the man in a place that when he takes that role, when he takes that responsibility seriously, God starts working through him to deliver the plan of salvation, not only for his home, but even for a church as a whole unit.
Yeah, ne? I think there's a lot of there's a lot that is needed. Re the man, re their self confidence there, as you are saying there, you know. And in terms of our faith, I believe that if they are strong in their faith, then they would be able to stand. I'm going to ask, but I'm wise that as we wrap up, can you please pray for us, not us, men? Can you please pray for the men there, you know, so that they may be solid in their faith and they may hold on.
Perfect. And maybe before I pray, I just want to send a word of encouragement. You know, times are hard. We're going through tough times. But there is hope in knowing that as men, we're not here by chance.
Sure.
In God's master plan, he created you and I, and he's created a place for you and I. He has a purpose for you and I to fulfill. Very good example that I always think about, men, you will agree with me. We all love our cars. When your car has an issue, you take it to the dealer. You take it back to the manufacturer who knows how best to fix the issue.
Mm.
We were manufactured by God, and we cannot be fixed by solutions that are improvised by the devil or by this world. The solution to our issues as men comes from he who made us, who is God himself. And this morning he has given us the privilege that through faith, when we approach him, we are going to be called sons of God. And may that be our confidence, and may we always go back to him knowing that he knows exactly how to help us when you need that help.
Yep.
Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this time that you gave us. And thank you for giving us a privilege of being established as men, as your children, as your sons. And we want to thank you for the responsibilities that you've given us to be the heads of our homes, to be priests of our homes. And thank you for the faith that comes when we listen to you and the help that you've already provided. This morning, as we think about these things, I pray that you help us as men to really do a self-evaluation and know where we have fallen. May we find our way back to you, and may you help us in our time of need. We are living in a world which has so many challenges, and we commit these challenges into your hands that you may help us to go through them, and you may help us to make it through, so that after all is said and done, Father, we long to live in that world and taste the perfection that you had intended before sin came. And while we are working, while we are living here on earth, may we not lose sight of that eternity. Pray for a special blessing for everyone who needs you, and may you meet all of us at our point of need. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Mwai, thank you so much for speaking to us about all things men and their spirituality and their faith. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.